This pitch high for ball number three. It's a 3-1 count. And Cohen on the mound, you know, you get to talk to him a little bit, and me hanging out with the team, traveling with them, get to see guys' demeanor, and he's one of the nicer guys out there, always pretty outgoing, as the 3-1 drops on the outside edge for strike number two, and always love my conversations with him. Like I said, one of the first guys that I talked to for our pregame interviews. And he was a fun guy. Obviously, he's got experience here in the Northwoods League, pitching for Kokomo last season. As this one is a little low for ball number four, and that's the third walk of the first inning from Brennan Cohen. And that matches his season total in walks. He had walked just three batters in five innings entering today. And now in just this first inning, he's walked three. Something's maybe up with Cohen as Nick Adrian goes out and talks with him to make sure that he's all good. Runners on first and second with two away. The Chinooks looking to do some more damage after the Rafters picked up that double play earlier in the first thanks to Nate Gray's grounder. But that's the only batter that's been retired so far. The Chinooks led this inning off with a single from David Hogg before Brody Rasmussen picked up a double and sent Hogg over to third, so runners on second and third then, and Drew Reynolds drew a walk, but one had already come home on a wild pitch. As here to Dylan Sales, the pitch misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count to the left-handed right fielder. Lefty-righty matchup, runners on first and second right now. The runner on first, DeShazam, on second, it's Priest. Speedy guys, 1-0. This one's hit into left field, and that's down the line. That gets in for a hit. That stays fair. One run will come home. Rounding into third base is the runner. He's going to keep going. He's chugging for home. The throw, it's in the dirt and not able to bounce up. So two runs will come across on a 2-RBI double from Dylan Sales. It's 4-1 Chinooks in the first inning. Big time hit for Lakeshore as Dylan Sales comes up clutch early on. That was great running from Owen DeShazo as well. And you'd love to have seen a little bit of a better throw from the outfield, and specifically on the cutoff there. It took a little bit longer than anticipated to bring it home, but that's why you take the risk sometimes on rounding third. Dylan Sales, pretty big double there. 4-1 in the bottom of the first. Chinooks a runner on second with two away. Brennan Cohen trying to get out of this inning. He gets a high chopper right over the Rafters dugout to bring it to an 0-1 count. Jack Cleveno at the plate. Cleveno, a right-handed hitter. The catcher for Lakeshore, trying to come up big here. Batting 125 on the season, but he's played just two games. This pitch misses well outside, and a nice stop by Nick Adrian behind the plate to keep that from getting away. 11-0, 1-for-8 in his two games. He does have an RBI. Two strikeouts, though, and also has a sacrifice fly to add for it. I'd love to have another RBI, but it's going to take a hit for that as time is called here, and a pitch clock violation on Brennan Cohen as he didn't fire that one home in time. So ball number two makes it a 2-1 count, and Cohen's got to make sure this doesn't pile up. Rough first inning so far, 4-1, the Chinooks lead in the bottom of the first. 2-1 count with two away, and it's going to hit the batter. It hits Jack Cleveno, and he's going to waltz on over to first base. And it seems about time, and it is indeed, that we will get a mound visit as Tom Zaglowski, Ziggy, walks on up there to have a chat with Cohen. Haven't seen anyone throwing in the Rafters bullpen just yet, but I would not be shocked to see somebody get to work early on over there. new assistant coach for the Rafters, Manny Silva. He came in town today. He was our pregame guest of the show. And, well, he's anticipated to work with pitchers this year. That's his specialty, a former, not just former, but also current professional pitcher. Plays a little bit of independent baseball and looking to get some more work. Played in the Mavericks League. That's how he met Ziggy, is playing in Oregon in indie ball. And it's big whenever you get to meet players. There's so many guys in baseball and so many different levels that you can play at. And independent ball, always a great place to go to kind of work on your craft and continue to improve. Ziggy talking with the third base coach over there for Lakeshore, and pats him on the helmet, now heads back to the dugout, and looks like we're ready to go. Cohen on the mound, runners on first and second with two away. Bottom of the first inning, and at the plate, the left-handed hitting Esteban Garcia. He sends this up the middle right to the shifted over shortstop, and he will step on the bag, Garcia, for out number three. So the Rafters can't stop the damage from coming through as the Chinooks pick up four runs on three hits. There are no errors, but there are two left on base. It's 4-1 Lakeshore as we hit the second inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Five runs came across in the first inning between both squads combined, although unfortunately four of those were from Lakeshore. The Rafters going to have to try and come back from this three-run deficit as we enter the top of the second inning. And it'll be Chris Diaz to lead things off, one of the left-handed batters in the lineup today, a few of them for the Rafters. Five left-handed batters in the lineup. And the first pitch here is low for ball number one. Diaz playing right field today. He's been on a hot streak since joining the Rafters. Just two games, but reached base quite a few times as this one is a little outside for ball number two. It's a 2-0 count. Diaz enters today with a .400 batting average. He's 2-for-5 on the season, but his on-base percentage is at .667. And he's second on the team in OPS, although again, limited plate appearances as here's a swing and a miss to make it 2-1. The leader of the team in OPS is Noah Ruiz, who got the day off today, and here in the lefty-lefty matchup, something that Ziggy was talking to me about. He likes this look and a breaking ball that drops on in there for strike number two, and Diaz just wasn't expecting it. He kind of stepped out of the zone and just saw it break in. Beautiful pitch from Parubzak. 2-2 the count, another breaking ball, but this time it hits Diaz, and he will walk on down to first base. So a leadoff base runner aboard yet again, and this time it's Chris Diaz. And Chris Diaz already has a stolen base on the season. He stole a bag and the first game that he played in. Of course, he reached base four times in that game, so it's a little more likely when you reach base that many times. He's over on first now with nobody out as it brings up the left-handed batter, Luke Skinner. Skinner takes the first pitch high for ball number one, and Diaz faking like he's going to go on down, but stays over at first base. Skinner batting 238 on the season. 360 on-base percentage, though, when he's got a couple of big hits, especially you go back to a few days ago when he had that three-run shot. This one, a liner over to second. It's caught out of the air, diving back to first. Barely able to make it back in time as Diaz nearly was doubled up, but Luke Skinner is out on the catch over at second. That one was hit right over to Esteban Garcia, and he was just able to bring it into his glove. So now Nick Adrian stepping up to the plate. Right-handed batter going up against the lefty pitcher, and Adrian still looking to get his first hit as a Rafter. This one is hit high in the air into deep left center field, but the center fielder under it, and he makes the catch for out number one. Now tagging up from first is Chris Diaz, and he slides in safely. So Chris Diaz able to advance on the fly ball to center field. It's a fly out for Adrian, but Chris Diaz able to advance. And it brings up J.J. Garcia with a runner in scoring position. And Garcia, you just love the way that it's been coming off his bat, but still the numbers don't pop out to you. Although a 391 on-base percentage on the season is still pretty good. Two outs, runner on second base for the Rafters, down 4-1 in the top of the second. That pitch a little inside for ball number one. The Rafters scored their one run thanks to a sacrifice fly from Jack Guerrero back in the first inning. But then four runs came across in the bottom of the frame. And a breaking ball on the lower part of the strike zone again. And been a nasty pitch here. 1-1 count to Garcia. Those four runs came across. Firstly on a wild pitch, then on a double play ball, and then it was a two RBI double from Dylan Sales. And this pitch, a swing and a miss from J.J. Garcia to make it a 1-2 count. Garcia manning shortstop once again today. Yesterday he was not there and hasn't been in a little bit, but swings and misses at a pitch low and away, and that's a big miss there for strike number three. In the Rafters, despite the leadoff man getting aboard, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. It's 4-1 Chinooks as we hit the bottom of the second here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
So the Rafters down three. They're hoping to keep it this way as Brennan Cohen is back to work on the rubber. He struggled in the first inning but was able to get out of it as a ground ball ended the inning from Esteban Garcia. But he's back to the top of the lineup, and these guys are pretty scary that he's going up against, to say the least. David Hogg, Brody Rasmussen, and Drew Reynolds are the three that are due up, and all three of them reached base safely in the first. Hogg led off with a single in the first inning. Brody Rasmussen with a double. And Drew Reynolds drew a walk. Yes, that was intentional right there. And I will continue to have the bad puns out here, so be ready. If you're interested in having bad puns, I'll be sharing a lot on the broadcast. Well, I don't know about a lot. I don't want to overpromise here on WFHR. But we're having some fun here in Lakeshore. It's the bottom of the second inning, and hoping for the Rafters to get back on their game, as yesterday was a rough finish, but they did fight all the way through it. And they were feeling ready for today's game and hoping to keep it rolling along in the second. And you go back to the first inning when the Rafters picked up their one run of the game. It was on that sacrifice fly from Jack Guerrero, but a couple of walks there led them to get runners on base. They're still looking for that first hit of the game, but not the Chinooks, as the first pitch to David Hogg misses low and away for ball number one. And Hogg, he singled that first time up, as I mentioned, came around to score on the wild pitch. That was the first run of the game. 1-0 the count to Hogg is a breaking ball that misses high just by a bit for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And that one didn't miss by much. Trying to frame that one in behind the plate. Nick Adrian not able to get the call. 2-0 the count. This one's popped up but should reach the stands. It's straight back. Adrian takes off the mask, but now he stops and watches it land, so a 2-1 count. The crowd was getting into it. Not a bad crowd here, as we're in Maquon, Wisconsin at Moonlight Graham Field. It's a nice day outside, a little cool as it continues to get colder into the night. 2-1 count, misses low and inside. It's a 3-1 count to David Hogg, trying to get on base any way possible. 68 degrees here in Maquon. Wind still blowing from right to left. This time it's coming a little bit more inwards as well. 3-1 count, misses inside. Ball number four, and David Hogg gets his free pass over to first base. That's the fourth walk of the game. Fifth free pass, including the hit-by-pitch to Jack Cleveno, and Brennan Cohen's location a little bit off today, especially compared to those first couple of appearances, and maybe it's got something to do with the start, and sometimes it's all got to do with how you prepared for the game and your mental state. As here's a big swing and a miss from Brody Rasmussen to make it an 0-1 count. Runner on first base, nobody out in the bottom of the second. Rasmussen back up, trying to continue his scorching hot stretch. Last game, his 4-for-5 included a home run and three singles, as this pitch misses low and outside. 1-1 count. So he's now got a home run, a double, and three singles in his last six at-bats. Runner on first base, David Hogg getting a little bit of a lead, but he's not going to take off. Swing and a miss from Rasmussen. Makes it a 1-2 count. And if you're the guy on first, David Hogg, right now, you're kind of looking at the batter and saying, maybe I don't need to. He did have a stolen base yesterday against the Rafters. Hogg on the season, that his first one, but that was also his first game. 1-2 count. This one's hit down the third baseline and into left field. So Hogg rounds second for third. Here comes Rasmussen into second base, and it's another double for the center fielder. Three extra base hits, six hits in total in his last seven at-bats. I mean, Brody Rasmussen right now cannot be figured out by the Rafters. David Hogg over at third base, and this is almost the same situation that we saw back in the first inning. Runners on second and third for Drew Reynolds. Back in the first inning, though, it was a wild pitch that sent home David Hogg and Rasmussen over to third. Drew Reynolds' walk just ended up sending him over to first and putting runners on the corner. So we'll see what happens here. First pitch is ripped but foul down that right field line. Brings it to an 0-1 count. Reynolds, designated hitter today, left-handed batter going up against the right-handed pitcher. One count with nobody out here in the bottom of the second. Pitch low and inside, and Adrian's able to pick it up off a hop. So it brings it to a 1-1 count. I was talking about the mental state there, and that's one of the big things about pitching as well. And anyone that you talk to will tell you how important that is. 1-1 count. This one's sent over to first base. Looking to step on first. Back to home is not in time. And maybe it would have been a good idea for Guerrero to get rid of that before stepping on first base. But he did get the safe out before throwing it home. And a run does come home. David Hogg scores on the ground out. Three unassisted for Drew Reynolds. He does pick up an RBI, though. It's 5-1 Chinooks in the bottom of the second. Brody Rasmussen also went over to third base on that, so still a runner 90 feet away and a sacrifice in play for Nate Gray. This one is fouled back into the netting to make it an 0-1 count. And Gray's last time up had a runner on third with nobody out and did ground into the double play, but sent the run home. So still just hoping to get that runner home any way possible, although he'd love to have a hit here. Rafters fans hoping he doesn't. 0-1 count to the right-handed batter as he swings through it, brings it to an 0-2 count. Gray on the season batting .250 over six games played. He has just one RBI on the season and did not get an RBI on the plate earlier because of the double play. Has an 0-2 count here. It's low and outside for ball number one, a 1-2 count. Yesterday, Nate Gray went 1-for-3 with a walk. And that was where he got his one RBI on the season. Here's the 1-2. It's low and outside. Adrian kind of diving to cover it from getting to the backstop. And count runs to 2-2. Gray also scored a run in yesterday's game, but he had that big double. He's trying to come up clutch here again. 2-2 the count. Breaking ball misses inside, and Cohen, after having an 0-2 lead in the count, has dropped three straight balls, and now it's a full count to Nate Gray. Gray, the first baseman from Pima Community College. Here's the pitch to the righty-righty matchup. It is just a bit outside, and Cohen really thought that he got that one. So did Nick Adrian, but instead, that runner's walking on down to first base. Nate Gray on for the first time today. And Cohen, he threw 31 pitches in the first inning, and he's already thrown 18 in this frame to record just the one out so far. And so almost up over that 50-pitch mark. You're in the bottom of the second. 5-1 Chinooks, runner on first and third with one out. Popped up, but foul, straight back out of play. And that one bounces in the stands, and looks like a little kid just went and grabbed that one, so congratulations. It's a memory. Always fun to be at the ballpark. That's one of the great things about it. Getting to catch a foul ball, racing over to it. Even if you're not the one that ends up with it, just having fun. This one right over to third base. Could be 2-5-4-3. Double play for the Rafters. What a pickup at third base over there by Luke Skinner. He flips it to the second baseman. And, well, then Onati throws it back to first for out number three. Huge play for the Rafters. And Tyler Priest grounds into the double play to keep it a 5-1 game as we enter the third. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids comes back here with more Rafters baseball after this.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head. but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Let's take a look around the league before we get back to the game here in the top of the third inning. Some other scores around the Northwoods. Kalamazoo leads Traverse City 12-2. Actually, that was a final score from earlier today. Rockford beat Kenosha 14-9. La Crosse beat Duluth 12-9 in their game earlier today. And then a couple of games that are currently in action. Top of the fifth inning over in Madison is the Mallards host Royal Oak. Both of those teams with winning records. Madison leads 1-0. Top of the fourth in Bismarck as the Larks and Rocks are tied at 0. In Fond du Lac, that's who the Rafters are facing next. The Dock Spiders down 5-0 against Wausau in the top of the fourth. The Eau Claire Express hosting the Badlands Big Sticks. That game is tied 2-2. Along with that, Battle Creek and Green Bay. Green Bay hosting. They're up 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Top of the fourth inning in Minot as it's tied 0-0 between them and Mankato. And between Waterloo and Rochester, it's 3-1 Waterloo at home in the top of the third. So now it's back to the top of the order for the Rafters. Mason Onati saw the first pitch for ball number one. Pitch number two on the way, and that's in there for called strike one. It's a 1-1 count. Lefty-lefty matchup is Onati. Hoping to work his way onto base for the second time today, but a big swing and a miss there. Drops it to a 1-2 count. Onani drew a walk back in the first. Stole two bases and then came around to score. On the RBI sack fly from Jack Guerrero, this one fouled back into the netting for a foul ball. And Mason Onati stays alive up there. 1-2 the count, nobody on, nobody out. Onati having been our pregame guest of the show yesterday. This one is a blooper into left field, and that's down for a hit. So Onati's aboard for the second time today. A leadoff single for the Rafters. And Royce Clayton Jr. stepping into the batter's box, hoping to get things rolling along. This offense cooking. Clayton, he is 0-for-1 in the game today and trying to keep the on-base bug aboard. He did strike out, but yesterday, Clayton, a guy who got on base a couple of times on two plays that almost were hits, but were considered errors in the scoring. And the first one, a sacrifice bunt. And he reached second base on a two-base error. Here's a throw back to first base. Still an 0-1 count here to Royce Clayton Jr. Onati, of course, having stolen two bases already, stolen three on the season. Hiroto Kobayashi leads the team in stolen bases with four, with Royce Clayton right behind him at three. Him and Onati are tied at three. That one was called for strike number two, so an 0-2 count to Clayton. Clayton in center field today. And a breaking ball here. It's on the inside edge, called strike number three, and Clayton just cannot believe it. And he just gawks at the home plate umpire as he walks off, and very disappointed. He didn't say anything, but he was not happy with the call as there's one away in the top of the third inning. Rafters down 5-1 on the scoreboard. The runner on first is Mason Onati. Zacher, his first plate appearance, he drew a walk as here's a pickoff attempt back to first. And no real competition there as Onati just stepped that front foot on the back. Sun starting to set here as a breaking ball is missing high. The throw on down to second, trying to catch the runner. He's not in time, and he's a stolen base in there. Mason Onati, his third stolen base of the game. Fourth of the season. He's now tied for the team lead in just three games. Onati swiping bags left, right, and center. A 1-0 count to Ashton Zacher as he hits this one into center field. That gets down for a hit. Here comes Onati rounding third and coming home, and he will score as the throw is up the line. The ball gets a little bit away from the catcher, Cleveneau, but it's an RBI single from Ashton Zacher. Cuts into this deficit and makes it a 5-2 game. Brings up Jack Guerrero with one out, runner on first base. Left-handed batter against the left-handed pitcher. Big-time opportunity for the Rafters as they've just got to keep knocking on to the board. Another breaking ball here, but this time it misses inside. It's been a nasty pitch from Bobby Parabzak on the mound. He's been working relatively strong through the first couple of innings. Pitch count nearing 50 as this misses outside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Parabzak, I had given you a little bit of a breakdown on earlier. He was a guy who's pitched at a couple of different universities. University of Hawaii, Ohio University, and also San Diego City College. Is this one is low and gets away, but not far enough, so Guerrero kind of puts up that right hand, says, don't go, over to Ashton Zacher. Zacher, the guy on first base, he isn't the quickest of runners over there. Don't expect him to take off. 3-0 count is in there for strike number one. And Guerrero had the sacrifice fly his first time up back in the first inning. Sent out into center field. This time he's looking more for a hit. As the lefty batter tosses the bat on a pitch that's called a strike. He was starting to take off the shin guards and that one on the lower part of the strike zone. A couple of ones that these Rafters batters have not thought were strikes, but are called strikes. So a little bit of a larger strike zone today, especially than has been this season. Generally, it's been a tight strike zone from umpires. This time, it's for sure high. That's ball number four, and Guerrero will now advance to first base. And Guerrero, I was talking to him a little bit earlier, and, you know, obviously, this league is a little bit different from James Madison. Division I, a little bit different. Sun Belt Conference. And the umpires are going to call the strike zone a little bit differently here, and depends on what the league incentive is. As here's a breaking ball that's in for strike number one against the right-handed batter Kobayashi. And what I was talking with Guerrero was me and our media guy, Ryan Williams. Both of us were talking to him, and Guerrero was talking about some of the advanced statistics and looking at TrackMan data. That pitch misses low. It's a 1-1 count. Guerrero was saying, yeah, I don't really use the advanced statistics too much outside of figuring out where I was swinging at pitches and where I wasn't. That one drops in there for strike number two, a 1-2 count. Guerrero was saying, hey, if I swing at a pitch that in the Sun Belt Conference is called a strike 70% of the time, then I'm okay with that. But Guerrero was saying if he swings at a pitch that in the Sun Belt Conference was only called a strike 30% of the time, then he's saying, I don't want to be swinging at that, even if it is called a strike here in the Northwoods League. That gives you a little bit of insight into what these players are thinking, as the 1-2 is a swing and a miss from Kobayashi. He's down for the second time today. And after reaching base multiple times in the first six games, Kobayashi has gone 0-for-7 in the last two, including this one against Lakeshore. Lakeshore just has his number right now. So it brings up Chris Diaz with runners on first and second and two away. Rafters down three runs in the top of the third. It's 5-2. Chris Diaz, the left-handed batter, takes the first pitch for ball number one. And Diaz, I was talking to a little bit earlier about the wind going from right to left. It was really gusting earlier during batting practice. And it died down a little bit, but it's picked back up right now, as here is a huge breaking ball. Had a lot of vertical break from Peribzak, and it drops on in the strike zone for strike number one, 1-1 the count. And he has a lot of pitches like that where it comes across so slow, but it's got so much break to it that the batters almost never go for it. And Peribzak, he turned around on a potential pickoff attempt of Ashton Zacher. Zacher over at second base. Jack Guerrero on first. Chris Diaz, the left-handed batter, has a 1-1 count. Fouls this one off of his shin, and the count runs to 1-2. Diaz was hit by a pitch his first time up back in the second inning. He joined the Rafters along with Onati back on Saturday. Still trying to keep up his strong start on getting on base. 70% on base percentage as this one misses high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. That comes after his hit by pitch in the second. His first game with the Rafters, he went 2-for-2 with reaching base a couple of times on free passes. And the 2-2 is in there, called strike number three, and Diaz goes down on strikes as that does it for the third inning. Three strikeouts in the frame for Bobby Peribzak, and we head to the bottom of the third inning. A three-run game here from Maquon, Wisconsin. We'll be back after this on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Into the bottom of the third we go on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. I'm Austin Thomas, joining you on a nice night as we are across 7:30 p.m. Central Time here. 7:38 on the clock as the Rafters are turning to a new pitcher on the mound. That's Jack Obrasky taking the rubber out there. Obrasky replacing Brennan Cohen after Cohen goes just the two innings in his start. He really struggled with finding his spot. Brennan Cohen's final line, he went two innings, allowing four hits, five runs. All five were earned. He walked five batters, and he had no strikeouts in the two innings. He also did hit one batter with a pitch, and along with that had one wild pitch. In his facing of 14 total batters, he threw 51 pitches. That's the line on Brennan Cohen. It brings up Jack Obrasky, a right-handed pitcher, to go up against the righty batter, Owen DeShazo. First pitch he'll take for strike number one, and DeShazo kind of hesitated there. He wanted to swing but didn't get the bat off his shoulders. DeShazo, the left fielder today, he drew a walk his first time up. Yesterday, DeShazo was big for the Chinooks as this one misses low and away for ball number one. DeShazzo, he had a double and a home run, going 2-for-4 in the game. Sorry, 2-for-3 in the game, as here's a high chopper down the third baseline, but plenty foul. So the count runs to 1-2. Luke Skinner still trying to chase it down, though, and continues all the way off to the wall, even though third base coach for Lakeshore still over there to grab it finally. And now Skinner back in position. Jack Obrasky on the mound. Obrasky hoping to have a good appearance here is a 1-2 count. Is a swing and a miss, and Obrasky creates the first out of the third inning, and it's on a K. Big time from Obrasky. And Obrasky, he's been off to a pretty good start to the season. He's allowed just 2 runs in his almost 4 innings of action. 4 innings now that he's got that strikeout. Both of those runs were earned, but allowed 4 hits. He has struggled with walks, issuing 7. As that one misses high for ball number one, Dylan Sales at the plate. Sales, a left-handed batter. He's playing right field today. Sales had a 2-RBI double back in the first. And he gets another hit here as this one sent into right field. Sales is rounding first. He's going for second. No, he stops about halfway up the line and heads back to first as the throw likely would have beat him there and it would have been a matter of avoiding the tag. So instead, it's a one-out single from Dylan Sales. That's the first base runner of the game against Jack Obrasky. Obrasky from Biola University. He is a teammate of Noah Ruiz, who got the day off today. Ruiz has been riding a crazy hot streak, and Obrasky, maybe not a crazy hot streak, but run prevention-wise, he's been good. He stranded the bases loaded coming into the game. His last time up was against Rockford in game number one. Came in relief and was really clutch there. And the first pitch here to Jack Cleveneau is called strike number one. Cleveneau is 0-for-0 in the game as he was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Not the one hit by pitch that Cohen offered. This one's hit up the middle. That one's over towards shortstop, and it eats him up. Garcia not able to field it. He had tried to flip it over to second base, though, but Onati couldn't bring it in. Either way, the runner was there in plenty of time, and that could have and maybe should have been 2 outs, but instead, they don't get any. So runners on first and second on the error. As Cleveneau is over to first base. So Esteban Garcia up to at the plate with a runner in scoring position. First pitch to him misses low and inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Garcia 0-for-1 in the game. He grounded out on the fielder's choice over to shortstop his last time up, but could have been two had there only been 1 out in the inning, as this one misses inside for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Obrasky has struggled overall with runners on base. So seeing a runner on first and second, not too bad, although that last runner, certainly not one that he'd hoped would reach. 2-0 count. This one is on the inside edge, called strike number one, so a 2-1 count. Runners on first and second with one away in the bottom of the third inning. A 5-2 ball game. Obrasky hoping to stop damage from being done. 2-1 is a little low, and it's a 3-1 count. On deck, it's David Hogg, who has reached both times. And after him, Brody Rasmussen, who's also reached both times. That's a dangerous part of the order. 3-1 count to the left-handed hitting Garcia. And here's a pickoff attempt, and Obrasky has him in a pickle. Back over to third base, Skinner trying to chase him down, and he's going to tag him himself. And they got him. Yeah, he did. Put the tag in, and that's a caught stealing, a pickoff attempt from Jack Obraski. A beautiful move there, and the lead runner, Dylan Sales, is tagged out. So two away now and a runner on first base in the bottom of the third. That's a huge out for the Rafters. Still a 3-1 count to Garcia. The runner on first, Cleveno, the catcher, and this pitch gets a little inside on Garcia, and Garcia will walk on over to first base. So runners on first and second once again, but again, the pickoff move was huge to get Dylan Sales retired. So runners only on first and second rather than also on third. And also, you get that extra out, and just shows you how huge it is. David Hogg at the plate, though, and he's been hogging up that stat line. First pitch here is a half swing, but he goes all the way through and kind of just holds back as he spins around with it. So an 0-1 count. Hogg 1-for-1 in the game. He's got a single, a walk, and two runs scored. Looking real good right now. Obraski trying to get out of this inning without damage. 0-1 count. It's just a little bit outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And could have three outs had it not been for the error, but still potentially able to get out of this inning. 1-1 count. It's a strike right down the middle. Good pitch from Obraski as he's now got the lead in the count 1-2. Hoping to finish it strong, the man from Scottsdale, Arizona. Trying to finish through this inning. 1-2 count, misses low for ball number two and nearly had the runner on second taking off, but decides last second for Cleveno to go back to the base. So a 2-2 count with two away. Runners on first and second. Rafters still down three, trying to keep that deficit where it's at. Obraski shrugs the shoulders, looks back to second. Now fires. It's outside for ball number three. It's a full count to David Hogg. Hogg staying disciplined at the plate. Not swinging at a pitch that he doesn't like. He was able to draw that walk back in the second inning. On five pitches. Here's pitch number six of the plate appearance to Hogg, and it is on the lower part of the strike zone, called strike number three. And you could put that one in the books backwards as Jack Obraski strikes out two in the inning. No runs on one hit. There is one error, and there's two runners left on base. It's 5-2 Chinooks. Rafter is going to keep trying to cut into this lead when they come back in the top of the fourth here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Well, the Raptors down three right now, but maybe they feel pretty good about that as they were down three yesterday and were able to come back and take the lead eventually, although they did lose the game, but they've still done a good job with these deficits against the Chinooks. So hoping to keep that going as Luke Skinner will lead off the fourth inning. Skinner, Nick Adrian behind him, and J.J. Garcia, that's who's due up. Bobby Parabzak back to work in the fourth inning of action. 5-2 the ball game, and Skinner will take the first pitch in there for strike number one, off-speed pitch that kind of just caught him up. Skinner ripped one over to second base back in the second inning, but it was caught out of the air by the second baseman, and Esteban Garcia, that was an impressive play as that one misses outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. Nearly was a double play as Chris Diaz had been hit by a pitch to lead off that frame. And in the inning, though, it wasn't. Here's a pop-up towards the left side of the infield, and it's caught out of the air by the third baseman, Tyler Preece. So out number one on the pop-up, and it brings up Nick Adrian. Adrian, he flew out to center field his first time up. Trying to still work his way onto the team and get that first hit as a Rafter. This pitch a little low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Adrian from Gardner-Webb University. Didn't play this past season there, though, as that pitch is a little low for ball number two, a 2-0 count. Adrian behind the plate today. He got on base for the first time two games ago against Rockford as this pitch is high for ball number three, a 3-0 count. And last game, he went 0-1 as a substitute. He was a defensive substitute for Luke Skinner as this pitch is high for ball number four. So a four-pitch walk for Nick Adrian, and he's a one-out base runner for the Raptors. J.J. Garcia now getting ready to go. Right-handed hitter, and he's kind of shaking off that right cleat right now. Nick Adrian over on first base, one away. Raptors hoping to do at least another run of damage here in the top of the fourth, finding themselves down three. This pitch high for ball number one, Parabzak. His pitch count's getting up there for sure. Nearing 70 pitches on the game. He'd enter this inning with 60. Two more and he'll be there. Parabzak, the left-handed pitcher, going up against the right-handed batter. He brings that front foot forward and fires for strike number one, a 1-1 count. Garcia 0-1 on the game. He struck out swinging back in the second. He's been here a little while, getting used to Wisconsin Rapids. Here's a pickoff attempt back to first, but Adrian slides back head first and is there in plenty of time. Garcia, another fun guy to be around. He's always bubbly, always happy. Got that smile on. And 1-1 count is a swing and a miss to make it 1-2, but Garcia hasn't quite been so lucky from the plate this season. Still hitting the ball well, but I've mentioned it a couple of times, but a couple of highlight plays against him. 1-2 is high for ball number two and a 2-2 count. Well, the Raptors did lead the game 1-0 back in the first inning. Top of that inning, it was an RBI sac fly from Jack Guerrero, but then four runs in the bottom of the frame, and here's a hit into left field. That gets down for a single for Garcia. So a one-out rally going for the Raptors right now as Nick Adrian waltzes on into second place. J.J. Garcia moves to first, and it brings back the top of the order with runners on first and second. Rafters cooking with gas here. Yeah, back in that first inning, bottom of the first, it was four runs that came across, and wild pitch, as here's a runner down to third base, and it's just going to eat up the catcher, Jack Cleveno, who keeps it in his glove, so a stolen base by Nick Adrian. The catcher taking a bag for the Rafters, and well, J.J. Garcia following up behind him, so runners on second and third now with one out. Huge spot as this one is hit high in the air and towards left field. Could be deep enough for Adrian to advance. He'll get a start here, and the running start from the outfielder is not going to be enough power to send it home. Instead, it goes to third base, and it's a two-run game in the top of the fourth inning. Sacrifice fly from Mason Onati. It's an RBI for him, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with a man on second and two outs. Hey, that's all you need, though, is, you know, one run an inning, and he'll get back into this if the pitching can keep it up. Jack Obrasky had a relatively strong third inning. First pitch here to Royce Clayton. It's a hit-by-pitch. As well, hold up right now. They're going to say it's not a hit by pitch. Instead, it's a wild pitch. It gets away. And here comes Garcia all the way from second. Royce Clayton thought it hit him, but the home plate umpire says otherwise. And so Garcia comes all the way around from second base and scores on the wild pitch. What a turn of events there. And well, here's a meeting with the coach is they'll discuss this, but I mean, Royce Clayton was on his way down to first base, and so now the umpires will gather in the middle of the field to talk about what to do here. But J.J. Garcia was well aware of that. He was running anyways, and he wasn't going to stop until the umpires told him to, and they never told him to stop. So Garcia kept moving. The pitch was way inside, and it looked like it had bounced off of Clayton, but it for sure hit the catcher and bounced all the way to the right side of the backstop near the dugout of Lakeshore, and they're going to say it's a run. So it's a one-run game here in the top of the fourth. 5-4, the Lakeshore lead, as J.J. Garcia scores from second on a wild pitch. 1-0 count is going to drop in there for strike number one. It's 1-1. Royce Clayton Jr. at the plate. He struck out twice right now, and he's been struggling with the K's these last few games after starting the season incredibly hot. Swings and misses here, and he's running on down to first base, and he is not in time, and that's out number three. And I guess that was strike number three and was off on the count as well as the scoreboard. But either way, Rafters do manage two runs on the one hit. There is no errors, and there is nobody left on base. It's 5-4 as we hit the bottom of the fourth inning here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, the Raptors right now slowly coming back into the game. They were down 4 runs at the end of the second, but now it's just a 1-run game. It's 5-4 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Still plenty of time to go as the night sky begins to set upon us. Still bright outside, but the lights are sure coming into effect here at Moonlight Graham Field in Mequon, Wisconsin. First pitch is a high bouncer over to third base. Skinner's got it. He'll throw over to first in time for out number one. 5-3 on the putout as Brody Rasmussen is finally dealt with. It feels like it's been ages since the last time that the Raptors have retired him. They only did it one time in the game yesterday, and that's the first time today as he had had 2 doubles up to that point. A huge out